Scarlet's Bat by Ian Bone. Scarlet Finnegan loves to bat. Cricket is her favourite game, even though she never gets to play on the team. But all that is about to change for Scarlet. Scarlet Finnegan loved to bat. Whack! The sound of a cricket ball hitting the fence was music to her ears. Tock! The sound of a cricket ball being hit over the fence was even better. Every afternoon she played cricket in the backyard with her brothers, Harry and Josh. There wasn't much else to do in the small town of Mopoke during summer. You could look at the creek, except it was dry. You could count the crows, if they'd ever sit still. Or you could grab a bat and knock a ball around. Harry was a year older than Scarlet, and he liked to bowl. If she hit his best ball into the fence for four runs, Harry would just grin and say, "I was going easy on you." Josh was the oldest, and he liked to bat and bowl. If Scarlet hit his fastest ball over the fence for six runs, Josh would smile and say, "You were just lucky, that's all." Cricket was almost the only thing Scarlet thought of. When her brothers were tired of the backyard game, they'd go inside to fight over the computer. Scarlet would stay outside. She'd practice with a cricket bat and a tennis ball. She'd practice with a cricket bat and a rolled-up sock. She'd even hit blackberries about with an old broken stump. She didn't want to be lucky. She didn't want her brothers to go easy on her. She wanted to be the best batter around. But that meant playing in a team. The closest Scarlet got was being 12th man for the Mopoke Area School's cricket team. Being 12th man meant she didn't actually get to play. There were 11 players on the cricket team. They all got to bowl, to bat and to field. The 12th man mostly sat under a tree during the matches watching everyone else. Sometimes Scarlet got to run out to the middle, but that was only to bring drinks from the esky if someone was thirsty. Josh wouldn't even let her come to cricket practice on Wednesday after school. He was the captain, and he said it wasn't necessary for the 12th man to go. But everything was about to change for Scarlet Finnegan, and all because of Tim McGanty's accident.